She's in a rehab clinic.
Yep.
And you are trying to get some money together to pay the people that are taking care of him because you're afraid they're going to quit. And you have to get him shipped over. Not shipped. He's not cargo. He's a lovely young man.
It would be much easier if it was just shipping him. But yeah.
you have to get him sent over to California, where we are right now, because you're looking for a facility for him to be in, because he's very not high functioning.
He's definitely on the severe end. That's right. Yeah.
All right. That's the biggest difference. Autism is such, like, between my experience and your experience, autism is such a large spectrum that, you know, everyone just sort of says, oh, he's autistic, and then you meet somebody else who knows somebody who's autistic, and you expect to have something in common, but you don't. Like, my brother is he's pretty high functioning. You know, he moved out on his own. He has highly assisted living, but they're still living with somebody. There is. Oh, the one constant truth that everyone has, and similar experience that everyone has who lives with somebody who's autistic.
And I think pain is very relative. I think what you're going through and what I'm going through are not the same thing, but that doesn't diminish what you're going through. Mm-hmm. It's clearly not a normal, or not only normal, some people get pissy about that, a regular experience, and it clearly has its challenges, and it clearly is difficult. So, yeah, I don't think comparisons help. So the fact that my son says 10 words and your brother says 100 words, whatever, that's not the issue. The issue is, you're trying to be supportive and be there for somebody who, in all likelihood, might need help the rest of their life. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like I have a ticking time bomb. Like, I have to make it in comedy before my parents become too old,
right?
And past. They're in their late 60s.
Yeah.
And then, because I basically have to move back to Ottawa at some point,
right?
Ottawa, Canada.
Or you need to make the kind of money you can to take care of them from anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and just fly home like
once. Or whatever. Yeah. I mean, not that money fixes everything, but I've thought about that.
Kinda.
Yeah. My life would be significantly different.
Yeah.
If I brought in $400,000 a month or something, I just pay people and yeah. Mm. Yeah. People always ask me what's comedy-wise, what's your goal? And that's one of the big money things I would do. Ferrari? No. It'd be nice. Assisted care for my son 24 hours a day, where I don't have to worry about trying to find it through the state. Yeah, we're trying to find it through the state right now. It's a little complicated.
Right. So you're on a bit of a time bomb yourself. You're worried that these people aren't going
to,
like, take
the bomb already exploded. Now I'm trying to do the cleanup. Yeah.
Right. Oh. Great.
Just joking.
Do people ever come up to you and they say, like, hey, you should have got your kid. It's too bad, like, you ever regret having your kid and you could have tried to, not have him?
People say, I had a guy tell me once something along the lines of, it's a shame that they can't test for autism when he's in the womb. And then I said, well, how would that help? Well, if you knew in advance the kid was going to be, then you could, and I made him spell it out. No, I don't know. I could do what? What's happening here?
Good for you. That's awesome.
You mean end his life. Yeah, we could have done that, but that's a slippery slope. Like, if you just decide, well, he doesn't speak good, so we should kill him, and this is coming from not anything against, he's a dumb little fat man. And so, like, what if you decide, well, who shouldn't live now? Dumb little fat men.
Yeah.
And so, that eliminates you, Mr. Speaker. And who else shouldn't live? People who can't do 100 pull-ups. Whatever. It's so arbitrary. Like, we're just going to start saying, if you can't do...
Absolutely. You're getting into eugenics.
That's exactly what eugenics is. Yeah. We already tried this once. Yeah. It didn't work out well. Remember they got the little mustache?
Yeah.
Man.
Real jerk.
He was kind of a dick.
Yeah. No, it's... I think society needs people like my brother and your son.
Yeah.
I think it just makes society better in general.
I agree.
It made me a better person. I think that's one of the main reasons why I'm a comic.
It's the reason I'm a comic, too.
Yeah.
You got to have a way to address the pain, I think.
Absolutely.
And that's what unites everybody, I think, pain.
Yeah.
Seriously. not just autistic, whatever. Like, you went through.
That's what culture is, pain.
Kind of, right?
Yeah.
Most artistic culture is pain. It's really hard to be raised in Connecticut with a lot of money and everything go and be a really good artist. I mean, maybe it's possible, but it doesn't happen that often.
Well, you have to be gay.
That helps, but that's pain.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, if you get bullied
enough.
You
have to have your waspy parents hate you.
You have to do something. Yeah, something has to go clearly wrong.
That's funny that we just discovered that all culture is pain.
I think it's clearly.
Yeah, we are Jewish and we were night. Look at all the horrible atrocities. Let's have some Hamantaschen. Anyway, slightly racist.
We went straight to the Holocaust and the Jews, but it's the first 5 minutes of the podcast.
Well, come on, we're talking about that's what happened to a lot of like autistic people back then. Like,
yep, that's true.
People talk about all the different religious groups, the homosexuals and whatnot, but people forget there was a lot of mentally handicapped people.
They were all mentally handicapped around that murder.
It's like, come on. Who is going to remember all the Simpsons episodes? You know what I mean? Who am I going to call? I need Pete. I need to call my brother and be like,
have him recite it
verbatim. Who said this? Because I am drawing a blank, you know? So I mean, it is so rude that people think that they can say that, and they live in this little bubble, and they don't realize. I would rather have an autistic son than an asshole as a son, you know, than like some criminal.
I agree, but you could have both, by the way.
Yeah.
I think I used to have a bit about that. Just because he's autistic doesn't mean he also can't be a little jerk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's clearly two things going on sometimes. It's there's an autism thing, but then he's his own little dude.
He's still a person.
Chasing his own little agenda.
Yeah.
And sometimes his agenda doesn't line up with my agenda, and he doesn't appreciate it.
Yeah. That's regular 16-year-old
right?
Father.
Regular 16-year-old son. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hilarious.
I don't want to go to bed right now, basically.
Like, what would he do?
A bed's a big deal. It's time for bed. No bed. It's time for bed. No sleep. It's time for sleep. No sleep. And then we'll have this big, drawn-out, you know, don't tell me he's autistic. He knows he doesn't want to go to sleep. He wants to watch his little videos.
Yeah.
It's late. You need to go to sleep. No sleep.
What does he do? What do you do?
I make a game out of it. He's too big to, like, we used to just, like, turn off the computer. But now that he's my size... I'm about 6'2", 195, and he's about 6 foot, probably 210, but I'm built more like a Japanese woman, and he's built more like a...
That's a big Japanese woman,
like
by
a
the
man.
Way. Yeah.
He's built more like a man. I mean, I'm thin and frail, not polite and deferential. Yeah, very thin wrists is what I was getting at. Mm. Thin joints.
Anyway, he's a big dude.
I got distracted. Yeah, so you got to make it a game.
Mm-hmm.
So you make it a game. Like, oh, let's turn off the, you know, whatever. You sing him a song. You make it a game. Let's turn off the lights. And he's still into, like, I don't know if your brother's into this, but still wants everything to be a game. So it's like tickling or, like, you know, little songs or any sort of little game he's into, yeah.
To distract him and get him excited. That's smart.
What do you do otherwise? It's like you can't, he's not... That's one of the things I really struggle with is, like, how much of it... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, how much of it is, when he's being bad, how much of it is autism and how much of it is being a 16-year-old kid? You know, like, when he shoves a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the DVD player, which he's done many times. Is that... is that like a...
Yeah.
Like a little, I'm going to get you? Or is that more like a, like an autism thing?
Yeah.
And then I can't punish
That's
him
I'm gonna
for...
That's what I'm going
to get you. Right?
Yeah.
Right. And so then... But if it isn't, then you're like, ah, crap. I can't be upset because of the... That's one of the hardest parts, I think. Trying to figure out the difference.
I don't know. I think that one of the things I learned growing up with Peter is... And my parents were really good at this, is just... And every case is different. I completely understand that. Is the more you try... The more you try and make my brother live up to regular expectations, and the human brain is very interesting and very malleable.
Agreed.
If you push someone and try and give them the like a most normal case scenario, they'll adapt.
Right.
You know, they'll sort of be like, oh, yeah, okay, I can't do that. I can't put the peanut butter because... But if you just let them do it,
Well, then you're setting yourself up for them to do that forever, basically.
Yeah, they're still gonna. He's still gonna figure it out that that's bad. He knows. Right. He knows. He's smart enough to know that he doesn't want to go to sleep and say no sleep. He's gonna understand that putting a peanut butter is bad. And also, what I wanted to say before is this is why it's important to have mentally disabled or developmentally delayed people in society is because it is hard for you to be a selfish prick.
It makes it harder, that's for sure.
How could you possibly be a selfish jerk if you spend a portion of your life trying to figure to play a lights game to get your son to bed? A 16-year-old.
As a 40-year-old man.
As a 40-year-old man with your 16-year-old son getting lights
come on, you ready for bedtime?
Dealing with a peanut butter sandwich. Like that puts everything in perspective. Anyway, makes me want to push over that fat short guy.
Again, for our listeners, nothing against fat, short people. Some of my best friends are fat and short. So
it's an example.
It's an example.
Yeah.
Could have been a lot of things. It was, yeah.
Anyway, what were you going to say before? Do we reach dead end? Should we switch topics? We can switch topics.
I get distracted. Sorry. I need more coffee. Well, I think we finished that one, didn't we?
Yeah. I think we did. What's your thoughts on the R word? That's a big deal. In the my father, obviously, well, not obviously, but he hates that word. My brother's group. I mean, I use the word in context on Facebook once, and I'm friends with a bunch of people that work with my brother. You know, they're able-minded people, who, you know, and they
hearts of gold if they're doing that job.
They're
amazing. Seriously,
amazing people. And they don't even have any mentally handicapped people in their family. They're just head an organization and do this.
Right.
Committed their entire life. It's amazing. And they've known Peter for like 15 years.
Which is kind of, anyway, the definition of new family, but go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're kind of like family to him, I think, in his mind.
Yeah, or maybe like a bossy uncle.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. More like an uncle.
Yeah. But anyway. Well, how do you feel about the word retard?
We don't agree about this in my family. So my daughter started a big don't use the R word campaign at her school when she was living in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. And I really wasn't a very big fan. I don't particularly have a problem with the word. It means, you know, I mean, I think if you get into the background of the word, it means delayed or slow. And so I feel like we're kind of mincing words. At some point, we need words to describe situations. And so I understand people get upset if it's two bros, hey, don't be a retard. I understand how that's, you know.
Well, that's 99% of the time it's used.
Agreed. But to totally ban the word.
Yeah, it's silly.
It doesn't make any sense to me. You know, he was once diagnosed last year, my son. I feel like a misdiagnosis, but as MR is what they call it in New York, which stands for mentally retarded, which I don't have a problem with. Listen, you can call this kid whatever you want if we get him the help he needs. I mean, semantics. Yeah, you could call him the most offensive thing you can think of if you're trying to diagnose the problem and you're trying to get him help. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think when you're trying to describe something that's a little...
I just think that they're going to change the name. They're going to developmentally delayed is going to be a bad word.
That's the thing.
In 20 years.
That's the thing.
It's just...
Whatever word you choose is going to be the new word that people use to slam each other off.
My brother is not delayed.
Right.
He's not going to round the corner and catch up.
Right.
He's not a bus. He is who he is, and he's mentally handicapped, and that's great. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with being mentally handicapped. But saying that being retarded is bad makes it sound like being retarded is bad. It's not bad that he's mentally retarded. Changing the name to developmentally delayed is a lie. It's a lie to make people who are not mentally handicapped feel better about the situation and not accept the fact that their child is who their child is, and that's great and it's fine. I mean, the word is not the problem. It's how it's used by dickheads.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. The whatever word you choose is going to get, you know, pirated or commandeered by everybody. But I think the key is, what are you trying to get? What are you using the word for? What are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Are you, because your friend dropped a glass of orange juice, he's now in the same group as my son who has something clearly wrong since whatever age. And so now you're insulting your friend by comparing him to my son. Well, that's... Mm-hmm. clearly not nice. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What, you retard? It's like, yeah, my son smears poo on the walls, and I have to clean it up, and he's going to have a hard road ahead. Do you mind just cooling it a bit? Before I beat you up? You
know what I mean? I know. Sometimes, like, in your mind, like, I think I wish I was sometimes more civilized. But as a dad, you have this place where you... this might be too real. We can edit this out. But I think you have a place where this is still your son.
Everyone who's listening is just turning it up right now.
This is your son. And I would die for this boy. And so I feel like, and I don't mean it metaphorically, I would literally, oh, you're smarter than him. You should, none of that matters. It's still your blood. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like your son's in danger, you'd still put your life on the line for, I'd do it for a stranger. Like, I'm not going to do it for my son. So I think people forget when they get in your presence and they get insulting and stuff. It's like, listen, man, you have a big mouth on you, and this mm-hmm. is somebody I would die for, mm. and he can't defend himself, and he doesn't speak. Watch your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I very rarely think about beating people up, but I always fantasize. I make up scenarios that never happened of, like, I used to do this a lot when I was a kid.
That's
of
funny.
Like people pushing my brother in a schoolyard and me just having free reign on beating them up. Like, it'd be the best.
Well, you feel like, anyway, it's if you don't stand up for the unempowered and the disenfranchised, who does?
Yeah,
I mean,
especially if they're your family.
Right, your family. I'm his dad. Mm-hmm. Nobody's gonna love this boy like I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a small man. I like to joke, but I'm not.
You're a giant Japanese woman. We
easily
learned.
Frightened.
Yeah.
And I always find that surprising. Like, why would you think, that it's going to be cool for you to insult my son? I'm right here. Yeah. And then we have words.
Well, is there anything that that happened this week that you want to talk about?
This week, mm-hmm.
My parents are on vacation. This is how amazing and high functioning my brother is. My parents are on vacation, and they got my brother to, like, look after the house and look after the dog. Now nice. He's got to, like, check in with people and with them and me, like, every day. So like three times a day, someone's checking in.
Right.
But he's still managing it, you know, and he can do stuff as long as there's no changes in the script.
Yeah, as long as everything's laid out as planned and there's no schedule.
So I'm driving and I have like I'm driving to actually meet my parents who are like an hour and a half outside Los Angeles. We're from Canada, and I'm like, well, this is a good opportunity to talk to Peter, call him up on the phone, on my new car phone.
Fancy.
Yeah. And
Grandma's a new car, by the way. Very nice.
Yeah, my first ever car, like a big boy. And I got like this like Bluetooth thing put in it, you know, so I can drive and talk and not worry about
the phone. From the future. I get it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And side note is they attach this like little like lapel mic sticking out. It looks so weird. It's like a little spy microphone, like
right above
a bad
your mirror.
Spy, right above my mirror. Like, it's not even hidden. I didn't try to hide it at all.
It's like from a bad dating show. Yeah. Where they just set it up and like, all right, be natural. There's a microphone right in your face.
So I'm talking on that thing to Peter, and he hates background noise when we're talking. He's like, Graham, call me back. I can't, you know, it'll be like, you know, I'll be walking down the street and a car will be like, meow, meow, and he'll be like, Graham, I can't. There's just too much. And so I'm very...
All right, I'm in the noise deprivation chamber. I'm ready for a call.
I totally have to be inside with all closed doors to talk to him. He's like, I can't. No, there's just too much. And so I'm like on the... We've been talking for 10 minutes about whatever. And then when my car, it's a used car, when it gets up to around 60 or 70, it starts to get noisy. It starts to sound like maybe the windows rolled down a crack. And, you know, I've been going that quickly, and I'm like, hey, is that noise bothering you in the background? And he goes, no, it's just the smoke alarms going off here. That's been bothering me. I'm like, what?
So what happened?
He's like, yeah, this fire alarm is, he calls it a fire alarm, is going off here. I'm like, really? It's like, Pete, you know what, Graham? I got to go. It's really bothering me. I got to take care of it.
The house is burning to the ground.
Yeah, I'm like,
but what? I'm going to turn off the alarm.
Like, what? Like, Peter, call me back. Call me back as soon as you figure it out. And the way he described it was that it was like intermittent beeping.
Oh, so the battery is dying.
So I was thinking that I was hoping and thinking, and I would bet that the battery was low.
Yeah.
And he's smart enough to know the difference. I don't think he would have talked if it was like going, beep, beep, but he didn't say it like that. He was just like, the fire alarm's going off. I'll see you. Bye. And I was like, call me back. Did not call me back. Like 40 minutes go by. I call him. I'm like, Pete, how's it going? What happened with that there, buddy? He's like, Graham, I got our next door neighbor to come over. He's like this newly retired nice man. And he knows, like, my parents told him that, you know, Pete might call you every once in a while or something. And then he's like, I think the battery was low. And, you know, it was one of these, like, it's like in this, like, new building. So it's like wired into the ceiling, and he disconnected it, but it was still beeping. And I was like, okay. He's like, I can't figure out how to, I mean, I hope to God it wasn't like the CO2 or something. But I was like, well, we'll just throw it in the basement till my parents get home. And he's like, okay. So just threw it in the basement. And
your parents get up to a burnt down house.
Yeah.
Just the basement and a beep coming from the basement.
Well, this guy, you know, he checked it over, you know. I was like, thanks so much. He's like, yeah, no problem, whatever, you know. And then I had to get back Peter on the phone. I'm like, hey, that's great. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for getting the guy next door. It's very responsible. Why don't you give him a beer or something? And he goes, I don't have any beer. I got to go. I just hear the guy laugh in the background, and that was the end of the conversation. I don't have any beer.
Now for the rest of the day, he's like, Graham, put some demands on me.
Yeah.
He expects me to have beer all the time.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Graham, I didn't. I guarantee next time Graham, I didn't like it when you had suggested I should give them. I think I'm old enough to know when I should get beer. It's like when we were kids and you were bossy to me. Don't be. It's like, okay. He's 30, by the way.
I love it.
He's the best. Anyway, so we covered the abortion thing, when people say abortion.
Yeah.
Covered the R word, you know.
Yep.
And I think that should do it for today. I think next week we could cover how do you feel guilty about spending so much time with your mentally challenged son.
Trying to be fair to your kids.
Trying to be fair, divide time. We'll talk about that next week.
Time, resources, love. Yeah, everything.
And how it affects the other sibling. I would be the other sibling.
Yep.
And then we could talk about that. That sounds like a good plan, right?
I think it's a good plan.
All right. Tune in next week. Thanks very much, guys. You guys are the best.
Toodles.
And, hit us up if you have any questions or topic ideas. Hit us up at Graham K Comedy, GRAHAMKAY Comedy on Twitter, or
Kirk Smith Comedy, KRKSMITHCOMB, you know, that's my comedy.
Right. Or you can hit us up on Facebook, Graham K, Kirk Smith.